With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Community Blood Center is putting out an urgent call for donations. A spike in car crashes over the weekend severely depleted local blood reserves. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
A series of vehicle crashes across the region over the holiday weekend has taken a toll on the Community Blood Center's local blood reserve. The CBC supplies blood to northern and eastern Wisconsin, as well as parts of the UP. CEO John Higgins says the hospitals they serve used more than 200 blood products because of those car accidents alone. On top of that, donations in general typically drop during the summer months.
So right now we are at an urgent level where our blood reserves are desperately low.
The CBC is urging people to schedule an appointment to donate now. There are donor centers in Woodruff, Rhinelander, and Merrill, as well as mobile drives across the area. You can find a location and make an appointment at communityblood.org. We have a link at WXPR.org. Just look for this story.
With all the medical advances and scientific advances, there still is no substitute for blood. It has to come from one person to go to another. And it will be someone that they will never even know. But it could be your mother, your father, your child, your brother or sister, your neighbor.
Nationwide, someone needs a blood transfusion every 3 seconds. Donations to the Community Blood Center first go towards any local needs. Once those are met, the CBC offers it to other places so that nothing goes to waste. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Two different crashes closed Highway 8 for several hours Monday. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says a call came in for a three-car crash east of Triple I around 10:15 yesterday morning. The sheriff's office says it appears a Tomahawk man was driving west on Highway 8 when he took a slow turn onto Honey Road. A car coming up behind him failed to slow down. The second car rear-ended the first one, causing it to cross into the other lane of traffic and hit a third car. Three people were taken to the hospital. The driver of the third car was not hurt. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says inattentive driving is believed to be the primary factor in the crash. Shortly after that crash, there was another one about 500 yards away on Highway 8. There were also three vehicles involved in that crash. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office handled the second crash. Highway 8 was closed for nearly 3 hours because of the crashes. A Merrill man will spend more than a decade in prison for causing an OWI crash that killed an 8-year-old Lincoln County boy. Mike Leishner reports.
John Laddie will spend 15 years in prison for one count of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle stemming from a fall 2022 incident on Highway 17 in Lincoln County. Laddie crossed the center line and collided head-on with another vehicle, killing Ian Scar of Gleason and injuring three others. He will also have his driver's license revoked and must install ignition interlock devices on all of his vehicles. The 43-year-old's blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit at the time of the crash.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Visit a Wisconsin farmer's market and chances are there are products grown by Hmong producers. But this population is aging and outreach specialists hope younger Hmong farmers get the support needed to succeed. Mike Moen reports.
Wisconsin has the third largest Hmong population in the U.S., that according to UW data. Only 2% are officially employed in agriculture, but researchers suspect that number is underreported. Yimua Yang of the Groundswell Conservancy senses a changing of the guard with older Hmong producers nearing retirement. Some of their adult children express interest in taking over, but haven't been as vocal. She adds their mindset is different than their parents.
Older Hmong farmers, farming is therapeutic for them. They're making a little bit of money, but also farming and gardening makes them happy. The difference is that these younger farmers, they want farming to be financially sustainable.
She says aspiring producers also are bilingual and multicultural, allowing support organizations to adjust their outreach. Yang says land access is a major challenge for emerging Hmong farmers, and her group is working with partners like the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute to create funding solutions to address this problem. Yang would also like to see policy adjustments dealing with how long a farmer can rent land. And there's a new federal program helping with land access, but Yang says more support is needed. She feels giving younger Hmong farmers peace of mind might inspire them to further explore what they grow and sell.
Unlike Minnesota and the Twin Cities, where there's a big concentration of Hmong consumers, in Wisconsin, the Hmong community is sort of scattered throughout the state.
That means these farmers have to focus more on marketing mainstream fruits and vegetables to non-Hmong customers. But Yang suggests if groups like hers get more bandwidth to boost technical support, the next generation of Hmong producers will be in a better position to grow culturally specific food. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
Organizers of the effort to recall a top Wisconsin Republican have appealed the bipartisan State Elections Commission's rejection of their petition in court. Recall organizers filed their appeal in Dane County Circuit Court Friday after their effort to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss failed. The court will need to decide whether organizers submitted enough valid signatures on time to force a recall election. If successful, Voss would only be removed from office for the remainder of the calendar year. Recall organizers targeted Voss after he refused calls to decertify President Joe Biden's narrow win over former President Donald Trump in the state. Universities of Wisconsin leaders have approved pay raises for 8 of the system's 13 chancellors, as well as bonuses for chancellors at retained freshman students. The Board of Regents voted Monday to give raises ranging from 10% to 2%. The Regents also approved a plan to award chancellors other than UW-Madison's Jennifer Mnookin a bonus of up to 15% of their current salaries every fiscal year if a predetermined number of freshmen return for their sophomore year. Mnookin will earn a six-figure bonus every year she remains at UW-Madison. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.